good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and happy Kwanzaa to everybody out there who's got a butler face in their aisle. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Did you know that I have toes? I got toes.
Yeah, toes.
That's what they are. That's what they is, and that's how they do things.
I love my toes.
I know. I know this. No, that's just dirt on my toes.
Oh.
It's just dirt.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to No Pro Audio. I am the Zach Daly.
I am the Brad. The Ball Brad.
Ball Brad James. Here to entertain you with this baldness.
What a big shine.
That's a twiddle back.
Yeah, I left mine at home.
This is episode 2. And we still haven't really figured out a format yet with this show. So probably what we're going to do is...
What's a format?
I think what it is after you sacrifice a child and then you drain out all its blood, like you just grab it like it's a wet washcloth and just, you know, kind of just squeeze it, you know, until every bit of its blood's out. Put it in a big bucket. You're going to need several buckets, actually. And after that, then what you do is you take a needle, you know, like a hypodermic needle, but you take off the needle. And you just, you know, just suck up some of that blood, and then you open up your pee hole. And then you inject the blood in your pee hole. And, you know, you want to close your pee hole tight, because if you don't, it's just going to spit that shit back out. So you just keep doing that over and over until your pee hole can't hold it anymore. And then you just lean back, and you make sure there's some white walls, and you just let go of your pee hole, and then boom! Geyser of format. And that's a format, my friend. That's a format.
Sounds,
at least, so I was told.
Sounds simple enough.
And I did it like 3 times this week, and I think I'm getting a UTI.
Well, I just thought you were, you know, trying to do some wall paint. You know, like some abstract kind of, you know,
yeah,
it's a little aesthetic.
It's kind of a nice color in here.
I'm just kind of wondering why it's like a mixture of, you know, like, for some reason it's like rainbow colors. Why is that?
Well, I've been experimenting with other things too, so I've unicorn blood, elf blood, Santa Claus's blood. I went back in time and got Jesus' blood. You know, demon blood.
Well, there's one there that's like a flannel pattern. I mean, like a literal flannel pattern. How did you do that?
That one's complicated to explain. That's... Yeah. We'll go into detail about that later.
Okay.
I had to squeeze both my balls together to do this one. And then what you do is you have to squeeze them so tight to where your balls merge into one big ball. And so you have one big massive ball, and you have to inject unicorn blood inside your ball, and then children's blood in your urethra, and then elf blood in your anus. And then you shake yourself up really good, and you sleep overnight, and you wake up the next morning to your balls and split apart again, and then boom. It's very complicated, and it hurts, but I got it. I wasn't going to rest until I got it.
Just bam, it's there.
I didn't even sleep that night. I was just pacing back and forth, just like, oh, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. So, we really don't know what the show's going to be about yet. We originally was going to make this, you know, a bunch of short skits and whatnot. And, yeah, amazing. But,
fantastic stuff.
But I think what we're going to do is, it's probably going to be mainly about comics. And we might have some other sections, like we might plug some people. We're hoping to have some guests on. And I'd like to do some, you know, ghost stories and stuff like that, like, you know, personal. And I would also like to do the idiot of the day, you know. Just somebody that you saw, or the idiot of the week, since we only see each other once a week. I'd like to do, like, the idiot of the week, to where we can, you know, whoever we see during the week, and they just say something stupid or do something stupid, and you just kind of tell what happened. So,
interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't hang around people that much, but, you know, when I do, I'll tell you who's the idiot of the week for this week. Me. I did you see my neck? See that?
The heck did you do?
Yeah, I don't remember how I did it, but I burnt my neck with my cigarette. I don't remember what I did to do that. But, yeah. It was amazing how quick it just took off the skin and blistered. So it's all bubbly now, and just like, I'm here. Stare at me. But what was funny is I didn't...
branded by the tobacco company.
Yeah. What was funny, too, was I was like, maybe if I put some kind of cream on it, it'd help, you know, take it down. I didn't know if we had any aloe vera oil or whatever the hell you want to call it. I didn't read the...
Puts the lotion on its skin.
Or else it gets the boils again. But, I accidentally ended up putting hemorrhoid cream on my neck. And Deanna was like... She's like, I don't think your neck has hemorrhoids. And I was like, that would really hurt. So, I put hemorrhoid cream on my burn. And it did not feel good. It burnt even more. I think it gave my neck hemorrhoids.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I did that. But, yeah, that just tells you, you know, how much attention, you know, I focus on things. So, a little lesson for everybody out there. I put hemorrhoid cream on my burns.
I take it you were like probably like really tired that day.
This is the day. This was the day.
On your day off, no less.
Yeah. I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was talking to myself. You know, I do that a lot when I smoke. I talk to myself and I have like conversations with my invisible friends. And I got really into it, and I think I lifted up my arm to, you know, make a point to my invisible friend I was talking to, and he pushed me, and I burnt my neck, and I was like, you son of a bitch, and I bitch slapped him, and then I pulled his pants down, and I took a picture, and I showed it to everybody, all my other invisible friends, and they all laughed, and he committed invisible suicide, so, lesson learned. So what we're going to be doing throughout this episode is we're going to be working on our comics. So, what are you working on right now, Brad?
Oh, I'm just working on a page here with, it's for,
That's fascinating. That's awesome. Keep up the good work.
We'll do. We'll.
But no, what are you working on right now?
working on this page for the...
Yeah?
For the shoujo comic I'm doing. It started out pretty cool. I had to, you know, work a lot with fashion and women. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be pretty metrosexual by the end of this manga.
Well, you're starting to wear more colorful clothes now, and your hair looks fascinating. Even though you have no hair, looks fabulous, fabulous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Fantabulous.
Do you have a name for your comic yet?
No.
Damn, Red. That's amazing.
I really just wanted to draw it. And
yeah.
That's as far as
I got with it.
Put into the process. We got the story, at least.
Well, that's just great.
That's just
amazing, Brad. I give up. I give up. So, yeah.
Quite special.
Have you thought of any names for this comic?
A few. Mainly because it's kind of like
I don't care. Go on.
What about your imaginary friends? Do they care?
No, that's why I burned them. Oh. You bastards.
I kind of like Squeaky.
Squeaky's dead.
Damn.
I buried his invisible body in an invisible ditch. I have been busy. I've been making new friends. I've been going out to the imaginary nightclubs, having, you know, imaginary drinks. And, I got laid. Imaginary late sex. Late sex, you know. Talk dirty to them. And then I eventually find myself, you know, just sitting in the yard, you know. I've been there for about apparently 3 hours, just staring up in the sky, just imagining that I'm in this little world. And then I come back to reality and I'm depressed again. What happened? What happened to all my imagination friends, you know? Anyways, go on about your work. My imaginary friend's laughing at your picture, though.
Does he drop? I don't think so.
Actually, you know, he's apparently had his work in several galleries.
Imaginary galleries.
Shut up. Go on, though. Sorry to keep interrupting you. Oh. But no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, it's a. I had to work a lot with. I came up with a few ideas for scenarios, just because it's a bit more of a. Since there's gonna be. It's basically about society, and you end up, these characters end up starting a rebellion, you know, it's gonna have kind of a socialistic curve to it. Not like, you know, commies necessarily, not like that necessarily or anything, but, you know. There's a character in here called Marx.
Yeah.
It's the girl. No, but it's you know, you have to. It's kind of ones that are more like some titles that come up more along the lines of you know, like being, you know, blending in, conforming, you know, stuff like that. I don't know if I should say the title or not. I don't know.
Okay. That's just great. Let's keep up the good work.
Keep
up the good work.
Yeah. I'll have to go over with my imaginary credit.
You're doing great.
Just
keep
fantastic.
It up.
So, what are you working on?
Last episode, I said I was working on Bogman. Well, unlike, you know, a lot of the projects I work on, I tend to work on maybe one or two pages, or 15 pages, or 20-something pages, and then I end up just kind of, like, losing interest in it. That, or nothing's really coming along very well, so I just, you know, I put it on hold until I can afford to come back and do it.
I was gonna say, you're not gonna fuck with that.
Yeah, it was a 2-page comic. That's amazing. A whole 45-page written story.
I mean, now
That's work. I have about at least over 300 panels on one page, on an 8x11 page. That's
a record. That's actually kind of a light load for you.
Yeah, you know, I put a note there saying you need a magnifying glass to read this, and the detail work was great. I feel great about this project. No, I had to put Bogman on hold because I started up on a new project. I've been kind of struggling with my art style lately because I went from cartoony to a mixture of like anime to, you know, traditional graphic novel style.
Ain't none of that. Can't do that. Just
anyways. And I just. I've been having a hard time just kind of like really picking up a style that I really want to try to start using more often, kind of being recognized by it. And so I went with a story. I listen to a lot of old time radio shows. One of my favorites is Suspense. And so I've figured out that I haven't really seen any Suspense graphic novels I mean, there might be some out there, but they're not really well known, and if so, they're probably really old. So I was like, yeah, give that a try. So I'm not actually doing my own work for once, because usually when I end up working on my own stories, I don't know what it is about them, I just can't take them seriously sometimes. Or I end up just sitting there, never satisfied with my own work, but what's great about this is I get to listen to the show and draw it out as I go. So I'm picking an episode that I really enjoy, one of my favorite episodes, and I'm just basically picking episodes that I like. I'm not going to go down in order from the episode list. Just picking episodes that I like and drawing them out into a graphic novel style in my own art style, kind of mixing it. And I realized that I really enjoy drawing 1930s clothing, hairstyle,
I've noticed that.
Yeah, so the art style is really coming along really well, and I'm really digging 1930. I'm really digging the art style for this because I've always been a big fan of 1930s, just the looks, you know, the time era, you know. I grew up on the Three Stooges as a kid, and what's great about working on this is I get to watch as many black and white movies as I want and focus on the lighting and the clothing and all that and how this works. And I've done a shitload of research since working on this son of a bitch. But it's been worth it. It's been worth it. And I'm back to working on the Strathmore. What's the size of
this? You said Strathmore.
Yeah. What's the size of this?
I'm gonna strap some more on it. It's a
11 by 17 Bristol board paper. Blue line Bristol board. And I used to do this when I was working on Bogman, and the first Bogman that I tried to attempt on the Arkansas Boy. And then I went back to 8x11 when I worked on Obscure Cartoon, and I just continued to work under that again. But I actually enjoy using this kind of paper again because there's so much more I can do with it. It's so much bigger. You have more room to draw, and if I feel like making notes on the side, I can. So I'm enjoying it. This has been a fun little challenge for me. Kind of cool deal. What's great about it, too, is I can work on the story and not really have to worry about copyrights because everything's in the public domain. So I can do this, and the only thing is I have to make sure I don't take credit for it, though.
Nobody can
sue me unless they come back from the dead. Even then, they still couldn't sue me.
Excuse me, we have... Mr. Dead.
Yeah, you're dead. Who cares?
Yeah, sorry. Dead people are second-class citizens here.
Nobody likes you. Get out of town. I need to get some more 0.5 lead soon. We're running out of lead.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we might have to make a Walmart trip here in a little while so I can get some more 0.5 lead.
That can be done.
And, but Brad's seen, I've got like a cover. It's penciled out. Brad did the cover for it. He helped me with the cover.
I feel like a quick little kind of outline for the kind of.
I like it though. I think it's a really good cover.
Kind of like
it. I'm proud of it, really. So I dig it.
Oh, thank you.
That
touches my heart.
The heart.
Well, the one I used to have.
The one you sold for biscuits.
Yeah.
Were they good, at least?
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty good. You know, I mean, it was only one. And it was, you know, one was kind of mini biscuits. But I mean, for that 2 to 10 seconds of chewing, I lived a long time.
I'm glad you enjoyed those, because I figured you wouldn't like them if I did to them.
What you did?
I rubbed them against my taint.
What?
And then I don't want to brag or anything, but. You know, like whenever you put your finger in your belly button and you pull it out and you smell your finger and it stinks? Well, I did that, like, for days, and I just rubbed my finger all over the biscuit. And then I put it between my ass cheeks and I set it there for about 2 hours. And I'm glad you liked it, though. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Does Satan hand out refunds?
No, just tears.
God. You shouldn't have trusted Satan.
Well, you know, they should have read the fine print.
Fine print? Fine print? All he did was hand me a biscuit.
There's a fine print on the biscuit.
What do you do? Like, little miniature germ demons, like, inscribe it.
He's Satan. You're really gonna question. You're really gonna question that. Good job, Brad. Good job. You never cease to amaze me.
Man.
You're amazing. But yeah, I got like 3 pages that I've so far been working on with the comic. And Brad, get a look at them. Come on, pages.
Yeah.
And I had to rip them off. Then I gotta redraw them all again.
Yeah, sorry, I'm gonna have to. Yeah.
Redraw all. So that's what I'm doing tonight, is I'm redrawing all those pages. You came all over my pages.
I'm gonna reassess my life.
I put hours in
my
those
soul.
Pages, man. Hours. Days. Weeks.
Hey, you know.
And
all you had to do
was spurt in 30 seconds and ruin it.
Well, you never know. It could be like, you know, it could probably end up being like an extra seal on the page. Yeah, help this ink soak right in.
A seal that they can't see through. Yeah, you got nothing.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. I want to make a shout out to Tori. Tori, E3 is coming up very soon. We're going to get to see who the new characters are for this new Super Smash Bros. Universe. Can't wait to see them.
Sweet.
So, tip your balls. Tickle your balls.
Hey, guys, time to come in.
But,
that'd be. Me. Tori and me have been talking a whole bunch about the new game of The Last of Us. It's coming out.
That is going to be a cool game.
It looks pretty badass. I'm ready for that.
I can't wait to play a game that's just all out cutscenes. That's what it looks like. It's just all out dramatic cutscenes.
It looks really good, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looks really damn good.
Although a good game like that I think of you might like. Could be Heavy Rain.
Oh yeah, he told me about that. What was the other game that where you're the hacker? What's it called?
I got nothing.
You have like a phone, you like hack into people's bank accounts with it. Make anything happen. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
I can't.
I'd have to call Tori and find out. Hold on. Let's get a hold of Tori Bell, everybody. Let's see if he answers his phone. I've got Tori under my contact list as Taco Bell.
Taco Bell Tori.
Yeah.
He loves his Taco Bell.
He does. Hello? No answer.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Oh, you asshole. You asshole. Well, damn.
Because it's not like it's good for him to have a mailbox anyway. His mailbox is always into the full.
You're really.
Of course, then again,
yeah?
Me and him always have a fun thing, a funny thing. It's kind of like he tries to call me, he can't get a hold of me because I'm always asleep during the day. I get a hold of him, he keeps his phone on silent. And there's no
Ooh, you know who I want to call? Josh.
Holy crap, yeah.
Should I call him?
Yeah.
Alright.
Josh Brody, one time.
I actually listened to that episode not too long ago.
Alright, I'm calling Josh. Come on, pick up. Pick up, you marvelous bastard. Oh shit, I probably shouldn't give it this phone number. I'll have to edit that out. Josh! Josh, it's Zach. You know, Zach Daly from Benton. You know, worked at Kroger with you. One time only episode on Zach and a Pack. Yeah, we just got your voicemail on our new podcast, and we'd like to have you on here sometime, so, you know.
Possibly gave out your phone number.
Yeah, we accidentally gave out your phone number, so you're probably going to be getting a lot of phone calls here, you know, soon. But give us a call back at this number if you don't.
You know, we'll take the phone number off of the episode, but only if you call us back.
Yeah, if you call us back, we won't give out your phone number. But if you don't, yeah, you're going to be famous. See you, buddy. Josh Brody, one time only.
I miss the Zack in the Pack days. It's been... I actually still listen to those episodes.
They were always blast.
Yeah, they were.
Heck, they were so good we had people make love for our show.
Oh, yeah. I listened to that episode. I remember that. The couple that made love on our show. That was
pretty impressive. We were reading out emails from people that were... sending us emails for it, and I think it was this one girl at the I don't even know where she was from, like some college somewhere.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I've been we listened to your podcast episodes and everything, and I played
playlist
and put it on shuffle.
No, I re-listened to it, and she said. She had her playlist going, and our show was on a different playlist. She said somehow y'all's episodes started playing while we were having sex. And so we just continued to make love throughout your episode. And we're just like, yes, somebody had sex on our show. So that was amazing. I do miss the Zack the Pack days. Those were... Good times. Good. And some interesting times.
What's up?
Yeah.
It was sexy.
It was. It was. God, where's my point one pin?
Point one pin.
Yeah. For my fine detail. Now that, you know, I have a son, he likes to, you know, play with my stuff. Damn it. I have to use a used one. It sucks.
It's like little Dante. It was just like, where's that point?
I had like two of them out too. That's what sucks. Ooh, is this .5 lead right here? It better be. Hell yes. I found some .5 lead. Fuck my yes. Hell yeah. Now if I just find my .1. That's the point. Oh, there it is. It was hiding in the midst of all my other shit.
Yeah, well, what a way to make it funny.
That was funny.
Good job. That was on point.
Hold on.
That was on point, yes.
Hold on. That was a rip tip.
Just had to take that one in.
You did good. I have to take that one in. Cut my balls and breathe in. Get back to drawing. Marvelous bastard.
Well, get right to the point. Why don't you?
Alright, bro. That's enough of that shit.
What's your point?
Your Okay.
Okay.
I get it. I get it. You made your point.
I was just trying to point that out, okay?
You know, pointing out the obvious. It's not punny anymore, Brad. I don't enjoy it. You know, at first it made my dick rise a little bit. Now it's just tucking in.
Well, it was quite poignant.
I'm gonna take you out back and put a shotgun to your forehead.
Just, hey, listen, there's no need to point shotguns at anybody, okay?
That's hilarious. I'm laughing.
You got a real point? No, there's another.
Well. Got any more puns?
Puns? No.
Alright. You're thinking of more, aren't you? Thinking of more, right? Hey! No, I don't hate you. You know what? Another episode that I listened to, there was an episode that we were drawing on Zach the Pack. We couldn't think of anything else, and so we started doing the alphabet game. Remember that? Where we would go down the letters of the alphabet, and we would try to, like, say something. You start with A, you go all the way down to Z, like, alright, people. Remember that? I miss doing that. We need to just do a whole episode just like that.
I mean, it was, you know... didn't have anything happening. It served no point, you know, but...
It was amazing. We're gonna do that one day. We should just do an episode just all like that. Just start it out exactly like that and end it for 30 minutes. Just straight up alphabet talk. That would be high quality entertainment right there.
Well, there's...
Go ahead, back yourself up. You got nothing, don't you? You got nothing. I need to look up something that's 1930s. Let's see,
I had a lot of pointy shoes.
You are amazing.
I just try to always be on point.
When am I gonna kill you? When will I kill you?
Hopefully with nothing pointy.
We get the point. Anything else you'd like to point out? Point! Get to the point! Hurry up! Yeah, exactly.
I'm done.
Finally, you're done? You got nothing else? Still trying to think of more?
No! Why do you have to go and point that out?
What? I think it's funny how we're talking about point, and that's all we make puns about is the point. I think our pretend listeners...
Well, it's become the point of this whole thing.
I think our pretend listeners got the point, okay? They got the point. You know, there's a good radio station here that we listen to called Point 942.
I really like that movie, Vantage Point. I mean, that was... Yeah, he disappeared right off into point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hey, I was just trying to make my point.
I'm glad that you gave me your point of view on it, okay?
Just trying to make my point, okay?
I get it. You don't have to get it, okay?
Please, please.
Don't you dare do it again. I'll point this knife at you and get it. Thank you.
Carry on, dear. Hey, you know.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Yeah, knife has a, you know.
Yeah, what? It has
a real sharp
blade?
Just a real sharp, you know, edge. Okay, you know, real sharp.
You're pushing the point. You're at the point of no return. Get it? The point of no return.
Okay.
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny. It's a bucket of laughter. I get it.
Okay, fine. I get it. I get it.
Alright.
I get the point.
Murder on lines. Can I end it? I'm gonna get my murder stick. Oh, did
what
you know that
murder stick
with what? A stick made of murder. It's covered in blood. Did you know that scorpions in the Injustice Gods Among Us?
Yeah.
I can't wait to get them.
Heard about that. I heard he looks kind of funky.
Yeah, I heard that he's not really that strong either.
Well, that's.
But he's still got some good combo moves, so. What's cool though is he's got like his intro is actually like from the new Mortal Kombat game. And it shows him in the Mortal Kombat game, the scene where he's fighting, I don't know who he's fighting, but then all of a sudden he just like teleports into their universe. That's like his intro.
Whoa, yeah.
Pretty cute. Yeah, nice little Mortal Kombat reference there. He's lovely, isn't
he? Where'd I come back at that point?
Are we back at this again?
I actually didn't name me this.
I think I'm gonna name this I think I'm gonna name this episode The Point of No Return.
It's good to have a subject.
You know what I did to Tori?
What?
You know how he has like this big fear of boogers, like this huge disgust of boogers? I mean seriously, you pick your nose and the kid will freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
And if you sit there and like smell your own finger that just picked your nose, or even get it near him, he'll start to gag. Like, he seriously...
It's bad.
It's bad. It's like a huge phobia of snot. So he probably shouldn't ever have a kid, ever. But so what I did was... I took honey and some mayonnaise.
Oh my god.
And I cut up little tiny pickle slices.
You bastard.
And I left it out in room temperature so it would warm up for a bit. And then I put it on the edge of my finger and I rubbed it on his face.
Oh my god.
And he freaked the hell out.
Oh my god.
And then what was funny, because Kevin was over here, Kevin came up and just like wiped it off and then ate it. And Tori was like, oh my god. It was so cool. He seriously fell for it. He thought it was real. So, next time I'm gonna make it look like I shit on him. Just need to get some. I guess I could just always shit in a cup. I'm gonna do that one day, just actually shit in a cup and then show Tori. Look, it's my poo! Isn't it fascinating? Here, you thirsty? Here, have a drink. Or even better, get one of those fake poos. And pour him a cup of coffee, and then put the poo turd in the coffee. Here you go, champ. Made you a cup. Like, what's this in here? Sugar. Sugar, spice, and everything nice. That's what's in this coffee.
I don't want to be, you know, rude or anything, but this looks like a turd.
Oh yeah, and I put that in there too. That's how I make my coffee taste so good. I couldn't. So, it wouldn't, you know, disintegrate. I tried, you know, spinning it around several times, but I guess it's too much of a solid. Can't break it up for some reason. Tried using my fingers too, but it got a little messy. So. How long have we been going? Let's see here. 40 seconds.
We've been going 40 seconds.
Yeah. 40 minutes and 34 seconds. That's amazing.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're talking about points. Alright, champs, we're gonna head out. Anything you'd like to say before we leave, bro?
It's been a time. It's been one of those times.
It has.
Yeah. It's come close to, you know, just right there at the edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
To you know, right at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Sure has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just right.